This week we ask a very important question. Could the Steel City become the home of a whiskey museum? We talk about that and preview Pittsburgh's Bike Fest. That's next on 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 19th. I am Sarah Kilbashi, digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Josh Rollerson, Morning Edition host and bike rider.
Okay. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. And with me also is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh, who knows everything that's happening.
All the time. Every day.
All day.
Yins guys.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Every day?
Do you insert an apostrophe in that?
Oh, no, I would just do a long string of R's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like
it's not in the AP style book yet.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary, maybe? I bet it's in
the Yahoo style dictionary.
There's a standardization issue with the Urban Dictionary, I'm afraid.
Who uses Yahoo?
I don't know. I had to buy it in college. I actually just threw mine away finally when I was cleaning out my old place.
When I was at KDKA the other day, they were talking about news anchors. I will not specify who. Leave that to the imagination.
Oh, I used to work there, so I can guess who.
Imagination. But they were saying that certain words, certain newscasters say differently, and that, you know, the producers, obviously, you know, Sarah, you'll hear it all the time and you'll be like, why do they say that differently?
Oh, yeah. Some of the more old school ones that have, they spend a lot of time on enunciation, which is a good thing, but they do that instead of saying
whatever do you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Our laser-like focus on the subject of the show never ceases to amaze me.
Well,
we've spent 5 minutes talking about
it. I wonder if whenever I listen to Mark Maron's podcast, he goes on a rant for 20 minutes before he starts the interview, and I skip it. Do you think everybody just skips until the 10-minute mark with us?
So whenever I talk to a person that listens to the podcast, I joke and say, oh, thank you for being one of two listeners.
Yeah.
And one of those people was Meredith from Wiggle, our friends, which has a
Meredith.
They have a big announcement.
I just got that email.
Wham.
Are we clear to talk about that yet?
We are clear to talk about it.
I don't know about that.
The Kickstarter has officially launched for Pennsylvania's first whiskey of America Museum. I hope I'm saying
it's
that right.
About time.
Wham.
I heard you say wham, and I thought you were going to be like, wake me up.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably going to play on a loop.
You triggered the George Michael Center in Sarah's brain.
You did.
It's probably going to play on a loop in the Whiskey Museum.
Probably. I mean, I would expect it to.
Yes.
But yeah, that's another W word spelled without an H in this case, right?
Yes.
So it wouldn't be
not wham.
Yes, wham. Okay.
But it's very exciting. They have launched a Kickstarter. So I'm sure if you go on Wiggle's social media, I just tweeted it out as well. But you will be able to get the link for the Kickstarter page, which they will be raising funds to, I believe, host a pop-up at first and then have a solidified location and opening in 2018. So I believe the pop-up should be 2017. The official location opening will be in 2018. But I hear some cool things happening. They'll be doing a permanent tarn feather activity /exhibit.
That sounds cool.
They're going to be
or
doing
scary.
Yeah, some sort of robot whiskey. I don't even know.
I just assume there'd be a robot whiskey.
I got a little confused.
Exhibit, yeah.
But they'll be doing a lot of classes in terms of bitters classes, cocktail classes, how to make the perfect Manhattan.
I want to learn how to make sweet and sour mix so I can make whiskey sours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant sweet and sour chicken. But
have you guys ever been to a whiskey museum?
No. Have
Are
you?
There a lot of
I have.
Them? Oh.
Well, I know of at least one
Where?
In Edinburgh, Scotland.
Really?
The National Scotch Whiskey Heritage Center.
Ooh.
It's at least in the late 90s, in the Let's Go Scotland book or whatever, it was one of the highlights not to be missed in Edinburgh. And it was awesome. I mean, it was actually really cheesy, but there was free whiskey at the end of it. But it was like you get in a giant barrel kind of thing, like a car, and you know, it's on tracks and it takes you through.
Oh, stop. That sounds awesome.
Through the museum past dioramas of like, here's an 18th century bootlegger, you know, and it's a, like a store mannequin dressed up in period costume. And then at the end, you know, then you get drunk at the end. So it was great. It was great. Oh, I went through a scotch phase in college entirely as a result of that.
Really?
I love how I could see you in the corner in college where everyone's partying and you have a cardigan on and a pipe and a scotch glass in a leather chair in
Pretty
the
much,
corner
yeah.
reading something educational. I don't know. I can't pull
it's
anything
like you're
out
reading
right now.
Dune.
Yeah, actually, I was reading Dune in college. That's true.
This is a nice picture.
I love it.
So congratulations and good luck.
Yeah, that's going
to
be awesome.
Anyone would like to contribute, they have a lot of really cool things they'll send you if you contribute. And you'll be able to be one of the first in line for the whiskey museum.
Are some of those things whiskey?
Some of those things are whiskey. There's also T-shirts. There are mugs, I believe. There are stickers. There are...
I like all those things.
Lots of things. I know. I'm highly anticipating my Black Cat Market... The new Cat Cafe in Pittsburgh travel mug that I donated to for Kickstarter.
Aww. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, congrats to you guys and head to Wiggle's social accounts, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll
be
hearing more about that in the future on this show, I think.
Yeah. It's just evident we talk about the same people all the time. So, yeah,
but there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because they're cool. They're awesome. So to talk about something different and something that celebrates a little of my heritage.
Your people.
My people, little
Yelpers?
Italy
Yelp
days.
Yes.
No, little, well, Yelpers will probably go. And there are Yelpers that are Italian, I'm sure. Little Italy days or little Italy days.
Is that the Pittsburgh way of saying it?
Pittsburgh / genuine Italians? I don't know.
It's people that don't have time for all those syllables.
Italians.
Get it done.
So I feel like Bloomfield and Little Italy days has the best mix of both Italian... older folks and hipsters. So
that's my favorite combination.
A heady cocktail.
It's a good crowd. Basically, it's a street party, I would say, with a lot of the different restaurants and shops having stands outside. You can get your cannolis. You can get your spaghetti. You can get your pizza.
Chianti. Stracciatella.
Yes.
Gelato. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, this is making me hungry. So Little Italy Days goes from Thursday to Sunday.
Can I get a gabagool?
Gabagool.
That's a thing, right?
What?
Gabagool.
What's that?
I don't know. They used to say it on The Sopranos all the time. I think it's capicola.
Oh. Okay. I need to watch
we'll
The Sopranos.
We'll give you that. And also very exciting for people is Tom Jones.
Stop.
Tribute.
Whoa.
Wait.
Oh. Tom Jones is going to be there?
Tribute.
Okay.
And Donny Aris will be there. So
nice.
Lots going on at Little Italy Days this
Is Tom
weekend.
Jones still alive? Did he die? I don't know.
I just Googled Tom Jones dead.
It says this website she's on just says alive smiley face.
So he's alive. Good for you, Tom
Good
Jones.
Good to know. Thank you. Thanks for checking
keep
that.
Keep kicking.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Also, Friday... they are having Hop Fest Beer de Brew at Wiggle Whiskey. Speaking of Wiggle,
they have said several times when I've been there that whiskey is just like post beer, basically, because how it's made with hops. I way oversimplified that, but
that's okay.
Well, they have some infused whiskeys, right? Hops infused.
Is whiskey not normally
they
made
do?
With
I don't,
hops?
Not normal. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I think they're very excited in terms of they have worked with breweries before in doing the hopped whiskey. And now that beer is allowed to be sold there, they're going to be pretty much celebrating that with a party.
Thank you, Pennsylvania legislators.
Yeah, I know. Super ready for my wine.
Building a bridge to the 20th century. And liquor laws coming along.
Speaking of which, our liquor store is now open on Sundays.
I'm really excited for my
it's
wine.
It's like living in any of the other 49 states.
Yeah.
Wine club
Almost.
Deliveries. I'm ready for that soon. Also, we have Bike Fest kicking off. So Bike Fest is the annual celebration of everything bike. In the Pittsburgh area, which I know we have one person that's a huge biker in this arena.
Why do you gotta make fun of my weight, Rachel?
What?
Oh. Huge... Never mind.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little sensitive.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Body well, image thing. You are no lean with the biking, right?
Josh is a lean biker.
All right. Yeah. So Bike Fest going on. I know you've done a couple activities with Bike Fest, haven't you?
Well, I can tell you that literally, like when I got the job, when actually, yeah, the call for the first interview for this job, like 5 years ago, the first thing I did was like undertake a Google Quest to figure out what the hell is going on in Pittsburgh and do I want to move there? And that was the first thing I saw because Bike Fest was just coming up. It was about this time of year, and that was my first like, okay, this is a city that's, you know,
supports bikers.
That's got it figured out or is moving in the right direction. So.
Oh, I like that story.
And how do you feel about that direction now?
I feel pretty good. Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay. Good.
All right. It's well, this is the time to support then, or maybe newly discover a great new hobby and healthy hobby with the kickoff Friday being at the Ace Hotel. They're going to be doing a Bike Fest party. And then there are a whole bunch, I'm not going to say plethora, of rides going on throughout the week until culminating on the 28th. So there are neighborhood rides. There is a coffee cruise.
That coffee cruise looks good.
Yes, there are going to be bridges. So you'll be going over 12 bridges, 3 rivers, 21 miles. That sounds like right up your alley, Josh.
That's doable.
On Saturday. You're like, whatevs. I can do it. And they'll be doing stuff with the farmers markets, Mount Lebanon, it looks like. So it really is encompassing all of Pittsburgh. And
so
I'm like, Mount Lebanon's doing something.
This
Everyone
is distinct
is.
From Pedal PGH, though, right?
Yeah, this is different. This is week-long events where Pedal Pittsburgh is just one day.
Okay, but it's similar, like, organized rides and...
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Yeah, organized. Okay. And it looks like... you can be an organizer and make these rides happen. And all of this info, obviously, Yelp.com has all of the links, but you can head to bikepgh.org/events/bikefest for the total schedule. But there's a lot going on. I literally have been scrolling for 5 minutes and still haven't even ended out our weekend right here.
Will and Ted's bogus journey. I don't know Will and Ted, but... I think I'd like to go on this journey.
Yeah. On Sunday.
That's the one where they go to hell, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, was there Will and...
The lesser known Bill and Ted sequel.
Oh.
I have seen it, but it's been a very long time. I have not watched it 28 times like the first one.
I forgot that movie existed until you read that just now.
I had no clue there was a sequel. So.
Oh, yeah, see it.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Mm.
Oh.
That was from the first one.
I know. That's just my favorite line.
We also have Style Week, so if you are into style...
Josh, this also sounds right up your alley.
I'm way into style, you guys.
Josh has gotten multiple new shirts lately.
I know, which has...
It's true.
Really been impressive.
More than one. Shirts with buttons and everything.
Yeah.
Snaps, even.
They're looking sharp.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I had to dress to impress Mary Louise Parker.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah, we didn't want to bring it up, but since you did. Well, Style Week, then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Mary Louise Parker item.
Yeah,
I was doing another arts and lectures event last week, and Katie, one of the arts and lectures people, was telling me that after the Mary Louise Parker event, she, and the word she used was gushed about how great I was as an interviewer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stop.
So I pretty much melted into a puddle on the spot.
Googly eyes.
Uh-huh.
I want to go gush about how she gushed about you now.
Yeah, I've been gushing about it all week.
Did you tweet her and say... Thanks.
She's not on Twitter.
Oh.
That's the thing. She's like vehemently opposed to social media, which was part of the backstage conversation.
Good thing she's successful.
Yeah.
Well,
she doesn't need
it.
She's fine.
Well, good job. Anyway, so moving on. Style Week happening throughout the week and ending on Sunday. There are a lot of different events going on as well.
This sounds like fun, but I feel a lot of pressure to be super stylish myself.
You're stylish.
Well,
it's okay.
But I feel like I would really lose my mind trying to find the best outfit.
Many picture texts would be going back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, this is for you then. If you are stylish in Pittsburgh, you can head out to a bunch of different events. They have an event at the Carnegie Museum with a lot of different elements of fashion. Obviously, Carnegie Museum is a good part of the Pittsburgh area to check out the history of fashion through the ages with, I don't know,
cargo shorts,
caveman
shirts,
to
pants,
yeah,
dresses, all of it,
coveralls,
sure,
shoes, I don't know.
Ace Hotel.
Other garments.
Oh, my gosh. Ace Hotel, they will be having a party as well. So just, you know, get a room at the Ace and hang out for Bike Fest and stay for Style Week parties.
Hashtag staycation.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah, you don't have to drive home either.
Yeah.
Sarah, are you super excited? Because
I love this event every year.
On Saturday, August 20th.
It's from the Pittsburgher. 2 to 7. The Pittsburgher.
The Pittsburgher. Southside Works.
Oh, is that Southside Works this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually at Rivers Casino.
They changed it this year. I think that they wanted to try a different layout because it's pretty busy.
Has yeah,
been
pretty
it busy at the
busy.
Casino. So it will be around the river in the
Sweet.
Yeah, the docking area. Pittsburgher.
This is a stretchy pants event, I just want to tell you. These
yes.
are not small burgers, and there's usually around like a dozen vendors, I would say. Right?
And, yeah.
And like they're giving you, I would say what is about a half a hamburger.
Yeah, it's bigger than a slider.
Yeah, it's bigger than a slider.
Okay.
So if you're
say.
Eating all of them, you are going to you're gonna need to lay down.
So $40, which I think is honestly well worth it because you get all the burgers you can ever dream of eating in your whole life. And you get to obviously get a lot of different burger choices from around the area, which includes Bill's Bar and Burger in Pittsburgh, which we just had a amazing Yelp event at. They have these shakes. So sorry to not talk about burgers for a second.
No.
But they brought out these shakes with sparklers on them. This is how they present the shake. They had a Lucky Charm and strawberry shake. So inside the glass is strawberry shake. On the outside, they put Lucky Charms and put frosting over it to stick the Lucky Charms to it.
What, on the glass?
On the glass. And then
top it with
cotton candy and a little gummy cherry on top. And
Whoa.
That's the shake.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's intense. Like
How
every,
do you even hold that? Is it?
They hold it
from
the
put
bottom.
It on the table? Okay.
Yeah. And then present it, and everyone just picks off the Lucky Charms.
Yeah. You're expected to
them.
Eat the exterior of the beverage?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I would
it's
eat that.
Pretty amazing. So
that sounds awesome.
It's in the West End if you ever want to get a show with your shake.
And is it just the marshmallow charms, or is it like the crappy
parts? Just
the
marshmallow charms.
Oh, good. Because,
when they do a crunchberry one, let me know.
Okay.
I was all about tricks growing up. So.
Mm. Okay. I liked Cookie Crunch, which I was never allowed to have because it's like the worst cereal for you.
Oh, yeah.
What, a breakfast cereal made of tiny cookies?
Which really isn't any worse than the other ones.
I know, any of the other ones.
I see, though, speaking of burgers again, I see that one of the vendors that'll be there is Pig Iron Public House in Cranberry, which I have family in Cranberry, so I go up there pretty regularly. That's a newer place, and I've not had their burger, but everything else I've had there is fabulous. Their food is amazing. So if I make it down there, I'll be looking forward to eating their burger.
Yeah. Right. There's a bunch of different restaurants you can choose to eat burgers from. So pick wisely. And then we have Pittsburgh Vintage Mixer pop-up, which will be at East End Brewing in the original East End, I should say, because they have two locations now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee. East
I End. Know. East End has a huge patio. Both actually do, but huge patio that you'll be able to vintage shop your little heart away, which is something I enjoy doing. And Vintage Mixer happens twice a year, so nice little preview before November, which is when they usually have it. And obviously you can grab a beer. So it's probably the worst mix ever for me because I'll drink beer, get drunk, and buy everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem?
Buy money.
I know, bye. Okay, to end this, I'm going to talk about a really awesome event near
Are you ready
and dear
to just
my heart.
There's a lot of buildup.
Squeal.
Okay, let's hear it.
Meow Fest.
Oh, boy.
At the Science Center.
Is that
Hi,
what
Josh.
What it sounds like?
It is.
There's just like a cloud of smoke where Josh left and like a Josh shaped
hole. There's a Josh shaped hole in the wall, yeah.
It is all about the kitties. I think I talked about this last week too, but it's the season of kitties. This is
Little
when
meow meows.
There's a lot of kittens being born and a lot of homes need to be had for these adorable furballs. So the Science Center is being awesome and helping out with that. They are going to be having the kitty friends. So obviously adorable little furballs are going to be crawling around the Science Center. Probably they'll be wrangled somehow.
Yeah, that sounds like a place I want to be.
Don't you?
Okay.
A museum full of cats just running loose.
Do you not like cats?
Actually, I do. I have a cat, which I love.
So free with admission, this event benefits the Animal Rescue League. Adopt a kitty. Plan on going to the Science Center, having fun there, and then adopting. Plan on leaving with a kitten. So this is Saturday. I'm sorry I'm backtracking. But Saturday, 12 to 4. So you could adopt a kitty, go to... Wait, now I have to think of my... Well, adopt a kitty, go to the pop-up with your kitty.
Hold it while you ride a bike.
Hold it while you ride a bike. Hold it while you...
Feed it a hamburger.
Eat a burger and...
And then, like, glue it on the side of a glass using frosting.
Okay.
Yeah. This sounds like a dream weekend.
Yeah, it sounds like a great weekend.
It sounds like a fever dream weekend.
Yeah. So enjoy your weekend however you choose to spend it.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.